Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh-wee. Wow. Tim, that 30 seconds of Zen before the show started took me to another level. Good morning.
That's what we're talking about. Good morning. Good morning.
So happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome to the Best Black Cafe.
Yeah, it's been a whole week. Sorry, guys. That's all me. I have been MIA, as you may or may not have noticed.
That's okay. You get to be MIA, for starters, because, you know, sometimes life, it just requires a little bit more attention on our part, and that means that you can't be present on the other side of things. So let's talk New Year. I'm really feeling this year at this point in time. I'm on day 11 of 75 hard, which, by the way,
is
quite a challenge.
You're... How is that going? Like, I would like a little bit of overview here about this.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, it's like a part-time job. It's very demanding. Like last night, so yesterday I worked all day. I had meetings. I was up at the high school talking with a bunch of teachers about a mural, and then I had to meet with some clients to pick up a painting and, like, all this stuff lined up. So I didn't get any exercise in until 6 o'clock when I went to Christian's Heart Center Yoga at Namaste Cafe. And after that, I still had to get an outside workout in. And it started raining, and I'm like, oh, man, I've been walking in the rain now for several days.
Are you
kidding
me?
No, that's part of the rules, is one exercise has to be outside. They can both be outside, but one of them has to be outside, and they have to be separate. So 45 minutes a day times two, so right there, you know, just driving to the gym and then driving back, that's an hour and 15 minutes, basically, of exercise or of time. And so yesterday I went to the gym afterwards and lifted weights. I did the circuit outside underneath the tent. So I was outside, but I was not in the rain, which is nice because my rain pants were in the dryer. So those were all wet.
This rain has been an emotional journey for everyone who's like, because we're elated, of course, we need this rain. We need our lakes. We need that. And I don't think there's a human being that lives in the state of California that does not understand how important this water is. But buckets and buckets of rain, I mean, it does something to your soul. Like, you're just like, you don't see the sunshine. I'm lucky enough. I bought this little sunlight, one of those little, like, make your house sunny, and it's actually a vitamin D light. I got it at a yard sale for like $3. And so it lights my house up like there's sunshine. I really know that a gray day every day for days, it does something to you, you know? So I think it's cool that you're outside. Like, even if, because you're still getting that shot of nature and that shot of fresh air that you can't get when you're sitting in your house looking out the window.
Yeah, which you don't realize. When I worked for the city of Ukiah, I was outside nonstop, constantly, because I was reading meters. And so I was out in all the elements, the coldest of the cold, the wettest of the wet, the hottest of the hot. And I really enjoyed it, actually, quite a bit. I don't know what had transpired. I think sometimes that we get in relationships that take us away from the things that we love doing, and they are a certain way and don't want to go hiking or don't want to go, you know, walk at the lake. And so you just kind of change and evolve. And then you, like, put that little part of you on a shelf. I love being outside. Like, walking my dog late at night in the rain is kind of an absolutely beautiful thing. So it's been a bit of a challenge. The thing that I think I'm having the hardest time with, and just to reiterate, the steps of the 75 hard are two workouts outside, take a progress picture every day, read 10 pages of the book, drink a gallon of water, and follow a diet. So the water's been super easy. That's a slam dunk almost every single day. Like, I'm drinking, the other day I drank almost 200 ounces of water because I was painting a building inside, working really hard. I had went to Bikram yoga, which was just silly. And then I did an outside walk, and so 200 ounces came down easy. And 128 ounces is a gallon, so you're there. So, but the reading, it's like I forget the reading until the very last moment of the evening. And I'm excited, I'm getting in bed, I've done all this stuff, and then I've got like 20 to 30 minutes of reading left to do. And I'm like, no!
That is my favorite part of the whole 75 Hard is that they're forcing people to read from a book because so many people do not read books anymore. I've been reading Joe Dispenza's How to Be Supernatural, and I'm telling you, it's over my pay grade as far as scientifically, but honestly, it has been so fun to sit down and say, I'm reading a book every day because I want this information in my brain. And so I think that's the thing about the reading part. And I love the way the program sort of components everything together. What's the diet? Curious.
So the diet, I'm just eating a whole bunch of whole foods. So like tons of vegetables, fruits, small portions of meat. I think that I am down. I'm weighing myself once a week. Let's see here. I'm down to 185.6 and I started at 190. So, but I'm also, you know,
I like the idea of the 30 hard. I think I can probably do a mini version.
Well, why don't you do a mini version?
I remember somebody, I want to say Stephanie Thornhill Duncan, shout out to her right now, just sending her lots of light. She had said, I'm going to do a 30. And I remember thinking, I want to be on that path because, you know, a person like me, as busy as I am in the days, I just don't know how I would ever get 2 45-minute workouts in, although, you know, hashtag goals. But yeah, you're very inspiring. I feel like you have to do something like this to kind of stir your body into being this way. So like when it's done, you're still the person who works out every day. You're still the person who reads. You're still the person who eats whole food. You know what I mean? Like, that is the goal, right, of the program, of any program that we're on.
That is the goal. I think the main goal is, have you ever heard that quote? And I want to say it's Einstein, but don't quote me on that. We cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them.
Oh, my God.
So
yeah.
That whole situation, like, I think about the 75 hard, and that's a jolter that really gets you out of your comfort zone. When this first started, I was, like, excited about it, but also, like, oh, God, this is going to be a lot. I haven't been to my studio and painted because I haven't had time. I have been down there, and I sat in it for, like, an hour thinking about what I was going to do, but then also thinking, like, I have so much other stuff I need to do before I go to bed. So it's kind of like one of those game changers, and I'm here for it.
I was just going to say, like, I'm here for it too, because the days, you know, I sometimes, if I feel like there's, like, on a Sunday, if I'm laying around watching football, I'm like, I need to be doing things. Like, I love having that one day, but I like the days of, you know, like this morning, I didn't want to get out of bed. I'm not going to lie, but usually I'm like, I want to get up, I want to go, I want to interact, I want to get some work done, and then I want to be able to come home and have those couple hours of myself or quiet or with a friend or, you know, something where it's a very quiet time, especially in winter. I think in summer it's a completely different game, and I love the idea that right now we can kind of all, I hate to use the word shelter in, but it's all like you can go within right now and, you know, not be so present in the world while you cocoon, let's say, and then, you know, come out. Like, even though I'm MIA, I've been working every night on a couple of really important projects that, you know, hopefully 12 months from now will be a passive income for me. And so I'm like, that is where I want to spend my time right now instead of social media or, you know, a binge show on Netflix. Although The Bachelor does start next Monday, so that will change.
Oh, God. I have been MIA from social media, like 100%. I made one of my resolutions that I couldn't go on it unless I was posting something before 12 o'clock. And so because I did that, I don't have time for it. And so I get home and I'm...
Rochambeau for who posts the show.
Yeah.
I don't even want to go on to post the show. Nothing personal, people, but God dang, it's like I feel like social media for me is a time drainer. And I just need more focus, you know.
100%.
And I love it. It's connection.
Think about what what you're doing though while you're away from it, right? Because that's the most important thing. Like now you're talking about passive income, which by the way, I have some passive income things that I'm working on as well. And for those of you who don't know what passive income is, it's a very important thing to learn in this modern era. We have technology
100%.
That can help us do
make you money while you
things.
Sleep.
That's exactly it. That's exactly what it is. So I am working on opening up an Etsy shop. I just got approved with this company called Gutin, and they're a print-on-demand company, and it's a very exclusive company. And so I'm going to do a bunch of my prints of my paintings, and I'm going to design some really cool shirts and things like that and then have them available through Etsy.
Oh, my heart is full. Your artwork is so freaking good, and I'm so happy to hear that because, you know, it's hard. Any artist knows how hard it is to be visible, and so I love that you're doing this. And, you know, again, we have to have social media to share that kind of stuff. So,
exactly. And so that's just it, right? Like I'm going to use the social media as a tool, and I'm not going to be the tool that gets used by social media. And so that's part of the evolutionary
core
step
of the day
is, yeah. And it feels really good. I get so much more done. Like instead of first thing in the morning, getting on and spending an hour just looking through and seeing what everyone's been doing, I'm focused on me. I'm focused on what I am doing. And as an artist or just as a person in general, you would be surprised at how many ideas that aren't yours get carried with you throughout the day because you're watching social media and you're looking at all these things. Sometimes it's envy, sometimes it's jealousy, sometimes it's joy. You know, it's like there's all these different emotions that happen. Like, oh, this artist has more followers than me.
Fast.
The art's not very good, blah, 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 blah. And you just, you know, you start your day off on the wrong foot. So I came up with a expression. One of my friends was asking if I was going to go do this cold plunge a week ago. I said, or 2 weeks ago, right before New Year's, and I'm like, yep, let's go. Let's start this year off on the left foot. Because we always say right foot, and the right foot doesn't seem like it's been serving us very well. So let's go left foot this year. So I'm all left foot in. And
you know, left foot feels like out of your box, like go, like no
totally.
Fear. Ooh.
Left foot forward. So
I love that. I might call this show Left Foot Forward.
Left Foot Forward. Really, let's do it.
You know, and that goes to the other side. Like I was telling. Oh, go ahead. Finish your story. I love it.
Oh no, I'm complete.
I'm complete. You know what? A side note. Okay, hopefully I won't lose my thought, but I was watching the news the other night, and like all these three people were talking at the same time, and they kept going, "No, you, no, no, okay." And like they did it like for about 30 seconds, and I was like, "Oh my God!" So me and Tim aren't so bad because we can't even see each other, and this morning at least, and you know, it's like. I think the fun thing about a podcast is like when you're talking, I'm like, oh, I have so many things, you know, thoughts with that.
100%.
So I was going to say that, you know, that the new year, that the, on the other side of that is like you were talking about the emotions. And I feel like new year, new you mentality doesn't mean that at 12:01, all of the things that were at 11:59 have gone away. And we try to come in with this mindset, like you said, to put you right before it. It's going to be different. This is my year. Level up. All the things. Until you wake up and say, wow, I still have to deal with this. And so for myself, it was like I was faced with the fact that nothing had changed. In fact, just a tiny little story is that I had a wonderful New Year's Eve and spent time really with some great people doing some really cool, fun, you know, universal things. And everything that I was letting go of literally hit me in the face within 12 hours. Everything.
Wow.
I was like, okay. And it was almost like the universe was like, Kathy, this is really the year you're going to have to get through this and you're going to have to get these things to where you want them. It's not like they went away, you know? And I'm just like, okay, that's a very strong message that something is amiss. And on the other side of that, as I was working on one of my projects, I was going through my journals and my manifesting book particularly to see everything that manifested. You know, like I've said on other shows, I'm like 85%, but I ask for pretty simple things that sort of guide me to do the right thing. You know, like if I want this, or like you said, if I want to read books or if I want to write my book, like whatever it is, you kind of just like move into these smaller steps of making them happen because you've written them down. I started to think, why am I not thinking bigger? Why am I not putting myself on the beach in Malibu if that's what I want? Why am I not, like, what do I really want and what am I going to do to get there? And that's what came up for me by day 11. You know, like yesterday I was like, wow, this is really push comes to shove, left foot forward, let's go. Like, it's true.
So my vision of my
11 days, I will say.
My vision of the future is that I wake up on my yacht and with a bunch of my friends, and we are arguing over whose helicopter we're going to take to which continent for breakfast. So that kind of like, that's the big picture in there. Obviously, like, there's lots more to it that involves helping a lot of people, but for now, that's just the tall and skinny of it, you know, like, so that's a big thought. Like, whoa, how many people have that thought? Like, oh, I want to wake up on a yacht and fly a helicopter or get in a helicopter and go to this other island and have breakfast in Hawaii. You know, that sounds fun.
Right. That's kind of the thing about social media too, is that you actually are seeing people actually doing what you're talking about. They are sitting in Italy having breakfast. There is, you know, some sunset and you're a hiker on a mountain, you know, and you're just like living the best of your best life. And I think having those visions of bigger for me personally is what is going to get me out of I can't get out of my rut. I ask for the same things every year. This one thing always evades me here. This one thing, you know, like, I just want to super focus on the bigger picture. And I think giving myself 12 months to do that is not unreasonable at this point if I really focus and take action on the things that I want. And it's what do you
Absolutely.
Want and how are you going to get there? Those are the questions. What do you really want? How
you
are
know,
you going
sometimes
to get there?
I find that if you just focus on the outcome rather than what you, like, obviously it's a good idea to have steps in place. But if you focus on the outcome, like, I'm going to have art facilities in every, you know, state. How am I going to do that? That's a big how, right? Especially because right now, as it is, I am like struggling to pay the bills at times. But that's okay because I know that if I just, you know, massive action is necessary, right? So if you want to have great wealth, you have to take massive action. The passive income thing with the Etsy site is just one of the different passive income scenarios that I have situated. Another one is I'm starting a YouTube channel that is like white noise, because I've been using that a lot to fall asleep to. And I was like, I could do this. I've taken a bunch of video while it's been raining of all this different stuff. I'm making 8-hour videos that go on with just sounds of rain and or creaks, or basically going to be like the zen space for listening. And there's going to be some beautiful imagery to it. And so when I get, so I have a video uploading at my parents' house because my internet has been crap ever since it's been raining so much. And it's 37 gigabytes. And anyone that knows anything about computers, it's a lot, but that's an 8-hour video with this really cool sound. And I'm really excited to share it with the world, because if I look at all these other people that have, you know, YouTube channels like that, and, you know, some of these people have 30 million views on these videos.
Right.
30 million views on YouTube.
So you make money. Yeah.
Yes.
You
30 million
money,
views on YouTube. Oh, you make money. If you can get 30 million views, let's just pretend that one of my videos gets 30 million views on it, which it's not out of the question to be able to do that, right?
Right.
You get, like, $4 to $16 per 1,000 views, and let's just say 16 is the high end, and that is $1.6 million for a YouTube channel views. Yeah, so I don't know what you guys are doing, but if anyone's got a skill out there that they have the ability to share with the world, put a camera on it. You would be surprised. You know how often I type up, like, how to –
oh my God!
How to get my Gmail account to do this, and then I'll watch a YouTube video that's 30 seconds long that has a 20 million views on it, and I'll be like, "Oh, okay, cool. This is how I do that. Oh, how do you replace the shocks on a 1971 Volkswagen Super Beetle? Oh, like this. How do you do this? Oh, like
right?
That.
Like YouTube is the shit. I agree. Like, it's my favorite go to." Usually at night, you know, when I have time, but even for meditation music, this morning before you even called me, I was like, had put on peaceful music and had like 10 minutes of just kind of pittering around the house. And I was like, this is the vibe I need to start my day with every day. You know, even my, not just meditation, but just like having that in my background for my nervous system. So I love all of this. This is what it's all about. Like, how can we get creative, and how can, you know, money is a thing right now. And it's like, we can, I have found myself trying to pick and choose, you know, because I'm like, okay, what's going to happen? You know, you just, people don't have the money to pay a self-employed person. Like, it's hard, and it's hard to raise your prices because everybody's raising their prices. And I just don't even want to be one of those people. And so I'm like, okay, so how do you navigate that? And do you give up your subscriptions, and you cut here, and everybody cuts here and there? And instead, the mindset should be, what can I do to increase my wealth without?
Yeah,
I love it. It's like, that's the message
totally.
I just got. It's like, it's about spending the time teaching people. I love it. I love it. Love
and
it,
so,
love
you
it.
Know, instead of spending, you know, 4 hours a day on Instagram, something like that, you spend an hour and a half watching YouTube videos on, like, passive income, or learning how to use, or learning how to use, like, Photoshop or Illustrator or InDesign or Premiere. You learn to use these programs. And like, when I started working at the City of Ukiah as the recreation coordinator, I learned, I knew Photoshop like very well. And actually I didn't know that I didn't know it very well until they came out with some of these new versions, which has shortcuts to do all the things that I used to do that took me hours to do. And I mean, like, it's good. So technology keeps changing. And if you don't stay up with it, you don't realize that there's a vastness of more that these programs can do. So I told them that I would take over the recreation guide and make it in-house because I knew Photoshop, but I didn't know InDesign and I didn't know Illustrator. And so what did I do? I watched YouTube videos while I was working and got paid to. So then I figured out how to use these programs. And, you know, I work for a company out of Texas called Confidence by Char that I was working with Andrea. And did all their branding and logos and all that stuff. And you know, it's pretty awesome because like I figured it out.
No, I think that's really, really some of the best live cafe advice we've given this year. Well, so far, but we're off to a good start. But I really, truly believe that people, all of us, need to be creative and keeping our shit together in these financial times, you know. And so spending 3 hours on Instagram or spending 3 hours doing what you just said is like night and day to me. And I am so motivated right now to really just figure out where I want to be at this time next year, and it's not where I'm at today. And so I feel like this is such a great opportunity to look forward fearlessly, put your left foot forward, as you say.
Left foot forward.
And I love that analogy because it's like I have to do things that are different than what I did this year if I want different results this year. So
100%.
I think that, yeah, we have to like think out of the box and do things different. And at the same time, I think one of the good things about not being on social media is it doesn't have to play with your self-esteem, or you don't have to think, oh, I wonder what somebody else is doing, or why are they posting this? And like, it just clears up so much in your brain to do these creative things, to listen to these YouTubes, to do some motivational listening, you know, podcasts that are, you know, uplifting and full of good advice, you know. And so, yeah, all of that.
Yeah, all of that. And that is what I'm so excited this year. I'm, like, so excited. I feel it. And it's also, like, putting in the work, right? So I haven't been able to sit down yet because I have been really chasing dollars to be able to pay my mortgage and pay for the studio.
Yeah.
December was a little bumpy. Like, I didn't sell very much art, which I usually sell a lot of art. And so, but I am super grateful for everyone that purchased art because I know how it feels right now, you know? And, but it ebbs and flows. Life is always changing and you have to be able to evolve and change. Otherwise you get left behind. And, you know, there's no use being like, oh, poor me. No one wanted my art. Oh God, it's not good enough. It's like, no, it's really good. But I understand the dilemma that is happening with a lot of people right now.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime that gas goes from what was it, $3.65 or something like that to $6, we're going to have problems.
No, the other day I was in the grocery store and there was nothing under $7 on the shelf. Like nothing. Like no matter what I was buying, it was $6.99. I'm like, so you can pretty much go 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, and you know how much you're going to spend by how many items you put in the cart. And it's a real thing. And so I just wanted to say to everybody, you know, we're with you. Shout out for all of the people who are trying to find a way to make it all work. You are supported.
Yeah.
You are, you know, thought of. I wanted to leave you guys with this quote that I stare at every single time I'm on a podcast. And it says, if you really want something, you will find a way. If you don't, you will find an excuse.
That's so gold. That is so gold.
Right? Like, and it shows a picture of this guy, like, climbing up to this tall window where this lady's living in an apartment somewhere in some, I don't know where, very old, to give her a kiss. And I thought, I bought this because I was living in this high loft apartment and I was like, okay, that's like the image I want, you know, somebody coming up to meet me all the way to the top. So anyway, it's all that.
Yeah, it's all that. And you know what, guys, it's all good. Like it's still our year. There's still time for change. There's still time to
I can't wait to check in next
forward.
Week and see where we're at. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, hopefully I'll have my first video up on my YouTube channel. I haven't really settled on a name. Right now it's called Sounds for Sleep, but that's not what I want it to be. It needs to be something Zen and Z's. That's what it is.
Yeah, Zen Z's. Ooh, Zen Z.
Zen and Z's. So
I like Z-E-N and then Z-Z-Z.
Yeah, Zen and Z's.
Ooh.
That's perfect.
All right, my love. Have a beautiful day, everybody. Take good care of yourself. The most important thing.
Indeed. Much love, many blessings, y'all. And don't forget to subscribe, follow, like, leave a comment.
All of it.
Do something cool with your life. And be brave today. Much love.
Bye.